and he cooked it in hot water. What do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind are they?
Poached eggs, I reckon.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with greens?
Cold. If you boil it with vegetables, you call that the seasoning. Put that meat in to season it.
What
call it boil meat.
What if it has no lean on it at all?
Well, that'd be fat back.
What if it has a good bit of lean?
That's a streak of fat and a streak of lean.
Yeah. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that?
You call that the side.
What kind of
and
meat?
Then,
yes, sir.
And then the shoulder part is the shoulders, and the hams is the back.
And on the side was the
side.
That was bacon.
It's bacon. That's what you get bacon out of, the sides.
What is the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
That's breakfast bacon.
What is the outside of the bacon called?
You call that the skin.
What is the kind of meat that you buy and then slice it thin to eat with your eggs?
Breakfast bacon.
Yeah. What would you call the trimmings that you might slice up, grind, and season, then either stuff in a casing or wrap in a loaf to be sold as breakfast food?
That's sausage.
And who would be the person that sells it?
At the meat market, butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you might say the meat is done what?
Soured or spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Make a souse meat, pressed meat.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
We used to grind the liver up and stuff them. We call that liver pudding.
What, did you ever make anything out of the hog blood off mom?
No, threw that away.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice and fry it?
I don't think we ever have. That's a new one. One so old we quit using it for my day.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call the taste? Or how would you describe the dish?
See, this butter is rank.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Clabber.
What do you make from that thick clabber?
Well, you can, clabber used to be good if it wasn't too old. Pour sweeten it with syrup, you know, stir it up. That was syrup in it was better than putting sugar in it.
And you'd eat it that way?
Eat it that way.
What could you do with it in the kitchen to make it into different forms?
Well, you could use it to make up dough to cook for bread, you know. But most time you would use buttermilk. That